Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. I love you guys. You're my listeners. Wouldn't have a show without you. We are the best people we know, right? So that would make sense. It's so great to be with you here today. It's another exciting show with Mind Vitamins to feed your whole soul is right. We have a guest today, Terry Marie. I know many of you are already familiar with who she is. And people are going to want to speak with her live, so you can do that by calling in to 347-637-1318. You press 1 for the host. It'll ask you what you want to do there, and you press 1, and then it'll put you right through to the switchboard so that you can talk with Terry Marie live, which is one of the great gifts, I think, about being on Internet Live radio, that you can speak with all these phenomenal experts live right here and ask your questions. How often can you do that, right? I tell you, I have the best job in the world because I get to meet all these great experts and share their shine with you and then get to talk with you too. So Marcus is a favorite. Follow us because you'd want to get those worry-free updates. There's just so many great guests. And we'll keep bringing them to you if you keep showing up to listen. So always bring a friend and recycle the happiness. So today, I'm really looking forward to this. I don't know about you guys, but I need to hear this message today from Terry Marie. So this is going to be a great journey for all of us. Many of you know who Terry Marie is, but for those who don't, it may actually be easier for me to tell you what she doesn't do than what she does do, because she is certainly the Renaissance woman of the 21st century. I'm in her fan club. She is a producer, author, composer, and speaker. Terry Marie wrote the double award-winning book, Be the Hero of Your Own Game. Doesn't that sound nice? Do you love it? Oh, I'm already jazzed for the show. Okay. For years, Terry Marie wrote a monthly column, Heroes Among Us, for the Orange County Register to raise awareness of what each of us can do to become heroes. Yes. Terry Marie has appeared in Success Magazine. Wow. Been featured in Toastmasters International Magazine. That's how an amazing speaker she is. And other international publications. Terry Marie has been on numerous radio programs and licensed music to EMI in Columbia House, with Columbia House in BMG. And as a producer, Terry Marie has directed, okay, are you ready? Sit down. Over 30 documentaries and dozens of exercise shows, which is why she looks so awesome. Terry's life mission is to bring a little more light into the world of entertainment and to each soul she has the pleasure to meet. I think that Terry is bringing a lot of shine into the world, and she is going to immerse us in that right now. And I want to make sure that you can sign up for Terry Marie's Cheer of the Week at the spiritualarena.com website. She also has Hero Energy, which is HEROENERGY.com for her awesome hero tips. And of course, the money mirror tips, which are just fabulous. I love those. Love, love, love those. Which is themoneymirror.com. And it is my privilege and pleasure to introduce Terry Marie. Hi, Terry. How are you today?
Hi, Deb. Fantastic today. And I hope you're doing great. And I hope all the listeners out there are doing absolutely incredible today. That's my wish for you.
Oh, well, listen, we'll take it. It's like the stop, I love it syndrome. We'll take that. And, you know, it's going to be a wish that comes true because I know that you've prepared so much for the listeners today. I'm so grateful for all the hard work that you've done to clear your schedule for us for this time. Why don't you tell them what you're going to talk about today so that they can just be even more excited than they already are?
I would love to do that, and there is so much to come. We could talk for hours on all this information, and we would only get to the tip of the iceberg. But first of all, I just want to let everybody know, if you haven't heard about my story, I want to give you just a little brief snippet. We don't want to take too much time because I want to get into those abundance tips for you. I found myself, through a lot of circumstances, in a little tiny one-bedroom apartment, and I was wondering, how did I get here? It just didn't make sense in my life. I thought I was talented. I thought I could give a lot to the world, and I was just in this tiny little one-bedroom apartment. But it was in that apartment that the biggest gifts and changes in my life happened. And they actually happened in a closet. I went in my closet because very noisy in this apartment. There was somebody with the surround sound next door. There were probably drug dealers next. I mean, it was just horrible. So I went in there, and I was asking about my belief system, my core beliefs, and it started to come through. I ended up getting probably 80 some core money beliefs, reasons why I was repelling abundance. And from those, and it took a while, but from those, I developed the money mirror system. And once you see what you have, using those old money beliefs and switching them around to what works now, I've been able to build a beautiful new home. I have a fantastic view. I've got 12-foot ceilings, gorgeous views. I love what has happened and what I've been able to create. But most of all, from those core beliefs, that's when I started really doing the work I felt I came here to do. And that's to help other people figure out how to live a better life themselves, get rid of the beliefs that are holding them back. And right now, especially right now, one of those is money. And hopefully when I get done with this call, you'll know some of the keys to understanding more about prosperity, so that you too can have a new wealth mindset, because right now your wealth mindset is set, your beliefs are set, and you have to unset them and then reset them. And we don't have, again, much time, but I'm going to help you get started. And if you're comfortable in your life right now, but you know there's more, you have a gift you want to give, you're not sure, you're not even tapping the financial possibilities for you, and you want to give that gift to the world, I think it's important for me to help you. And especially if you've been struggling with some tough economic situations and don't seem to be making any gains, maybe it's time for you to change that money mindset. Because some people are really thriving right now in this economy. I went into Walmart the other day. I'm in the Sedona area, and there's a Walmart over in Cottonwood. It's like the only store we really have over here. So I went in there, and there was a woman who was just spewing these feelings of negativity. She was yelling at someone in one of the departments to take her back where she wanted to go. She wanted them to go get something for her instead of her having to do it. And they said they couldn't because obviously there was a long line. And she then walked away in a huff and found another employee that was walking towards her. It was this young, nice-looking young woman, and she laid into her about this whole problem. It was her story. It was her beliefs that were talking, not her, not her essence. Then you can watch this wonderful person's energy, this young, just all of a sudden just kind of fade due to the energy zap she was getting. But within that same store, there were other people who were buying, gifts for a relative, maybe buying clothes for their children. buying flowers to give to someone, buying wonderful food to put on the table, having a great time, all those kinds of things. And within your mind, you might have a disruptive force like that woman in Walmart. Those negative beliefs create a lot of havoc. And you have to kind of gently but firmly walk them out of the store. And then, you know, you've got a much nicer experience for everyone in the place. But within that store, again, some people were having a great experience and some weren't. And that's what we're having in our economy right now, but it's possible to change it. And so what we're going to talk about on this call is some of the keys to prosperity so that you can begin to shift your energy and your wealth mindset. And that will enable you to create true abundance so that you'll be in charge of your financial destiny, your prosperity destiny, not some outside conditions or events. So I want to thank everyone who took the time to be with me on this call because you consider this so important to change your beliefs so that you can be the person who can contribute your gifts to the world. And I'm so proud of you that you're taking these steps to value yourself. And I'm going to give you everything I can on this call in the time we have. And that I can promise. But before the call finishes, hopefully Deb will allow me to show you how you can get more help with your money mindset, because I really want to help you give your gifts to the world and be richly rewarded for that. Mm. So,
and
that's,
you know,
what
you
we're
said,
talk about.
And it's absolutely, you framed it so perfectly. And, you know, I think that even though we're going to focus on the financial with the money, I think that you said something that is so important, and it's really true for anything. When we want the outside, when we want things from the outside to really change our beliefs on the inside, we're going in reverse and expecting to move forward. It just isn't going to happen. And those belief systems, whatever they are, whether it be in a relationship or financial, you know, those are the things that we carry around in our head that give us our own weather conditions. And when we change the weather conditions in our mind and dump the junk, we can start to grow things that are beautiful in the garden of our life, in our heart, and in our soul. So, you know, I love how you set that up for us. And I know that we all want to be prosperous. We all want to be happy. We all want to do the best we can with the gifts that we were given. And I think that that's something that everybody listening is looking forward to do. And we have to learn from other people. You know, I was in cardiac surgery sales for a lot of years, and the best surgeon I knew at Brigham and Women's Hospital for valve surgery, he still had to go someplace else to get his valve surgery done. And there's no shame in asking someone like you, Terry, who's already gone through the process, for a little help. You know, in fact, I think it takes more courage. So maybe before you get into the key factors for prosperity, maybe you can share a little bit how you view things going on in the world right now and how you want us to analyze our own money beliefs. How do we even know what we don't know when it comes to our own money beliefs?
Of course. I think right now this is such an amazing and unique time in history. Money is on everybody's minds because it's shifting so much, and people are kind of wondering, you know, what that's all about. I think a huge part of that is money is the tail, not the head. If you look to see what the head is doing, you'll know where the tail is going because the tail follows the head. But if you look only at the tail, money, you'll have no idea where it will move next. And most people have been looking at the tail of money. Mm. And what I want to get you to do is look at the head, where it all starts and where it comes from. So I think today what's actually, this is my opinion, but I think what's going on is we're in a profound economic shift. You know, you'll read statistics, the middle class is shrinking, and you know, there's so much fear around money. It was probably at least 15 years ago where I attended an event with this spiritual master that said we were coming into a time where fear would be taken off the planet. Now, if you look at what's going on, you're probably going, that doesn't make any sense. But getting to the end of fear, there might be a whole lot of fear with that, because fear will raise its ugly head when it's looked directly in the face. But I think right now you got a decision to make, because prosperity and abundance is your natural state. And if you had a reset button on your beliefs, if it could go back to that abundant belief set, we're going to try and press that reset button on your abundance beliefs, at least get it started going.
Oh, I could use the reset button. I want that reset button. Yes, yes. Is everybody with me? Reset, reset. I think a lot of people that I speak with, and I have my own story, but that's another show. I think a lot of people who have been used to having a lot of money with the economic times, maybe it's the stock market, maybe it's the Ponzi schemes, maybe it's investments. I know for myself, I never even thought about money in any, I just never worried about it. I never thought about it. I always had more than enough. I just worked hard. I did the right thing for the right reason in my career, and I always had more than enough and thought I was pretty generous in sharing that. And I know in my own life, I was one of those people that you see on the news with the, oh my gosh, I thought this was such a safe place for my money. And, I thought I was being conservative and prudent. And, that's a hard pill to swallow. So I actually didn't think I had an issue with money until I lost a lot of it. But it makes for another great book, Terry, So,
absolutely.
There are people out there like that. I mean, I know a lot of people that really didn't think that there was any issues. And because of the economic times, things have changed. And I'm really excited, as I know many listeners live or on replay, that reset button, we need it, Terry.
Yes, yes. And until you hit the reset button, you've got money beliefs that aren't working for you in most cases. If you have fear around money, not working for you, running rampant, and they're the ones that are out there and growing, and everything on the news is that's feeding it with economics and what's going on. It just grows further and further. But again, I was told by one of my friends who is a famous director that the world really is abundant, and it is your natural state. And what are you doing? And he spent a lot of time, instead of teaching me so much about directing the first meeting, he talked about abundance and how, it's supposed to be there for all of us. Truly believe that. I think a core part of getting the reset button is taking the money hooks that you have to all these external things. If you could picture your stomach and links going out to the stock market, to real estate, or whatever it to any jobs, any even clients. If you have those links going out from, let's say, your gut to all these places, and any one of those changes, you're going to feel a feeling in your gut that's pretty uncomfortable around money. But if you chop those all off and use them only as tools based on a new link, that you take this core of all your money beliefs and hook it up straight vertical and go to the source, that's when the true abundance will pour in. It will pour in many ways that, it won't just be initially tons of money coming in, although it could be. What it will probably be at first is a lot of ideas. And ideas are money when you can turn them into serving the world. And it will also be creativity. It might be confidence. These are true abundance factors. Those are things that you can't buy. You have to take a journey to get them. You can't purchase courage. But if you take a journey to get something that might be missing in your money basket, an element that's critical for you to give your gift to the world, that's when you can, you've hooked up to that vertical source. Nothing on an external level can affect you anymore because it's coming from an entirely different plane. And that, I think, is so exciting because I don't think we had mass this opportunity until this time. Other people, some people knew it, obviously, but now anyone can know this and anyone can do this and then anyone can create that link. I think once enough people do that, we're going to see such an amazing shift in our world. One of the things I love is interviewing some of the master spiritual leaders, and they all say this. They're not fearful. They say, yes, we're going to be going through, you know, some bumpy roads like rapids, but the result is going to be so amazing and wonderful, and that's what I'm holding on to because I really believe it, and I could see it in their faces when I talk to them. So I want to offer, first of all, offer that hope to everyone on the call. Your abundance is out there. It's just all you have to do is connect strongly with that source, higher part of yourself, God, however you want to say it. You connect with that. You cannot help but bring in everything you need with a true desire in your heart right now to help the world. And we need you. We need your gift. It's time.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that, you know, like any language, somebody has to tell us how to speak it. And, you know, I think that's what you're going to be doing today, or you are doing today. Maybe you can, because I know you have a lot of different keys for or key factors of prosperity, but can you tell us some of the top new ways of thinking to create that belief system which is receptive to growing the good, healthy, positive beliefs? Because I think anybody listening right now probably is already aware of their the negative ones they don't want. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. So let's talk about the through your system the things that you've identified that really make a difference to help us change.
Well, if I were going to just tell you one thing, and this actually isn't something I was going to mention today, but the way you just worded that, I think it's critical. You've heard this before, but I'm going to tell you that nothing in my life changed as much financially, emotionally, spiritually, career-wise, as when I went in and forgave every single person in my life who I felt wronged me, or myself. I forgave myself for not being wealthy. And I think that might be something that people on the call may want to try doing. Because if you go in and forgive yourself for keeping all the abundance that you've wanted, to give to your family, or, you know, take trips or put into your business so that you can serve people and haven't done it yet, forgive yourself for not doing it. Just love yourself completely. Start where you are right now because, well, that's the only place you can start, because everything is given to you. Everything in your experience is given to help you create all the abundance right now, wherever you are, to be enormously prosperous. You know, you don't have to build a huge business first or write a best-selling novel or book. You only have to do one thing, and that's choose what you want. You choose, and it is given to you, not ask, and it's given, especially not beg, and it's given. But when you choose, when you definitely choose something, you put that huge energy of determination around your choice, And it's a subtle use of energy, but it's so profoundly potent to attracting prosperity. And then another thing I would tell people is, you know, if you eliminate the beliefs that repel prosperity, you must focus on attitudes that attract it. And I think the biggest thing that attracts energy of prosperity is emotions. So put what you love into your life. Don't have anything in your home that you don't love. When I look around my home, and if anything catches my eye and it puts a little like twist in my energy, or like, oh, I should take care of that, or oh, you know, I really would like to replace that, or you know, why do I still have this? I don't like this color. Whatever it is, I think that's such a subtle thing, but you'll notice amazing, amazing changes when you start looking around and everything you love. And if you're in a small place, like I was in a tiny one-bedroom apartment, what I did there is I went up to the clubhouse and I would swim in the pool. And the pool was beautiful. And the clubhouse was beautiful. And I would pretend it was my home. And I would, you know, picture the high ceilings in my home and just, you know, wouldn't this be nice if this were my home and I could go in and have a cup of tea when I'm done swimming, you know, which I, you know, could have had there too. But those kinds of things, you have to mentally create the life you want. And it's through emotions, and emotions mixed with thoughts, you know, affirmations. Those, as most people on this call know, are powerful. I also use often a physical movement with it, because that adds a third element that gets the energy of that new kind of imprint on your wealth mindset. And that's what you want. You want it to stick. You know, you want to really, really build that up. You know, those feelings of prosperity are so critical towards creating the future you want, but you have to start where you are right now, accepting everything in your life right now, the way it is, with the possibility of change. And
want what you have type of mentality, because if you don't already appreciate what you already have, it's hard to really embrace more. But I really love how you emphasize the experience, because we think what we want is what we need, but we may be looking for something in a misplaced way. So if we want to feel peace, maybe we think, you know, if we're having a certain amount of money that we'll have the peace, or it could be anything, a relationship, this, that, anything material. But really, it may not. We have to really, from what I'm hearing in your description, create that emotion in the things that we surround ourselves with, along with the self-talk in our head and changing those beliefs.
Right, absolutely. For instance, when I go into a pool, that's one of the ways I love to exercise, but I will swim, and I will, as I'm swimming, do the affirmations I want. I will do all different kinds of things with it. It becomes a meditation, a moving meditation. I think that's the best kind. Another thing that I do is I went into the studio once, and I had been told kind of to do something called abundance tones to go with money mirrors to my head, and I had no idea what I was going to do. I thought, well, you know, is one going to be like the note A? Is one going to be this note? I didn't know how to figure it out. So I just let it go. And one day I knew I just couldn't put off doing this anymore. So when I went into the studio next, I just prayed about it and trusted that there would be something coming through when I went to do these abundance tones. And I was just amazed. And the engineer was just blown away. He came over and he was checking me. He was checking my microphone, tapping, doing a test himself, and he goes, this is, and I was like, what happened, you know, what did I do? But he said there was this, he had done nothing extra on my voice, and there were these overtones coming through, which he didn't know where they were coming from and what was going on. So from those, I've done a lot of listening to that sort of thing, because I'm a true believer that sound and frequency are so important. When I listen to particular music, some music makes me feel so good. Some other music, I go into some stores, they're playing music, it makes me so disoriented, I can't even think. I have to walk out of the store. So, and they've done so much research on this, like Lynn McTaggart talks about in the field with the, you know, the scientists have actually proven what sound and vibration can do to you. So something within those seems to shift also and maybe quicken the rest of the work. I do a lot of things with my abundance beliefs, with my core money beliefs, that I think help me all the time. Put little signs. I mean, lots of the things people may already do, like put signs up where you can see them. But you have to actually look at them and feel them instead of just having them there. Your subconscious is seeing them. But I think when you get the subconscious and the conscious to merge to where they're very close to the same, that's when you can think a thought of something you want, and the subconscious is really able to deliver it because there's nothing blocking it or holding it.
Yeah.
So those blocks, I think, are critical to release or remove.
Yeah, and, you know, the other part of that is if you don't think what you're thinking about has an effect on how you're feeling, get up in the middle of the night from a nightmare and see how you feel, because that'll be like, wow, I'm so glad that was just a dream. But you know, you want us to live awake and not be sleepwalking through life, and we're going to have good real life dreams about our abundance in life. And we're going to take a quick break and then come back, and Terry Marie is going to tell us more about what questions we need to be asking ourselves to get more abundance. And then she's going to give us some more exciting tips for the rest of the show. So if you have a question, you can call 347-637-1318. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Is your life crazy? Do you want to transform your challenges into celebrations? You can with the right guidance system. Check out Deb Scott's award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside-down world right side up. Readers on Amazon.com give The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue 5-star rave reviews. Visit Deb at greenskyandbluegrass.com to get your copy and sign up for her free Mind Vitamin newsletter. Get The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue and step into your greatness today. Go to greenskyandbluegrass.com now.
Okay, well, we are back with Terry Marie, the Renaissance woman, who's doing a little, helping us do a little spring cleaning in our minds to get the abundance out and about in a big, beautiful, bold way. And it's just been so great with all of the, you know, jewels of wisdom you've given us so far. But I think people would love to hear what you want us to ask ourselves to get more of this abundance that's available for all of us to be perfectly prosperous.
Would love to do that. The one I mentioned about forgiveness, ask yourself, are there any people associated with my money and pain that I haven't forgiven? And go back and do the work. I think it'll be very rewarding. And as you start to do it, it's kind of like the dream where you can hardly remember the dream, and then you remember a piece, and then you get more, and all of a sudden you can remember the dream. When you start to ask these kinds of questions, you might not get a whole lot at first, but if you keep at it, then more will come until finally, boom, you know, it's delivered, it's there. But I think when you can do that, you're going to have a lot more clarity and abundance in your life. Mm-hmm. Then another question I would ask is, what is my purpose? Now, if you already know what your purpose is and you're living it, you're probably not totally on this call because you're so busy. You have so much to do in life because things are flowing. People are coming in. Projects are coming in. Money's coming in. It's all going to be there. Money loves purpose. And if you have a big dream right now, you have a big purpose. It's up to you to discover that purpose and then take some steps to, you know, do something with it. And most of you are going to need money to accomplish your purpose. And when you line up with your purpose, the money will line up with you. Another question, and this could kind of go along with the last one, but if I had lots of money, how would I want to help the world? Because I believe that's why we're here. We each have that little piece that we have to give to the world to kind of fulfill our destiny, which fulfills us tremendously by doing it. It empowers us so wonderfully because we know we're valuable. And value, of course, translates into things coming into your life in great abundance. And then if you're not making the kind of money you want or even the kind of money that you need, why don't you feel worthy of that amount? And that's a huge key question to ask. Because if you said, I'd like to make this particular amount here and it hasn't happened yet, someplace inside, you are not feeling worthy of that. And usually, if you line up with your purpose, it doesn't matter. You're going to get what you need and you won't even, either you won't think of that question anymore or that it'll be irrelevant because there'll be so much flowing into you that it won't even hit the radar. And then ask, if I had a lesson to learn about money and I had to learn that lesson before the abundance really started rolling in, what would that particular lesson be? You might get a hit on it right away, or you might have to ask that question, you know, a couple of times. But in every instance of a money belief or a fear or some pain associated with money, if you can actually go into that situation, there is a gift and a belief you can pull out of there that will open the doors to abundance. And these questions, when you ask them, they'll really get you thinking about how more abundance, well, actually, maybe not how, but about the abundance that is starting to show up into your life, because you don't have to worry about the how. That will take care of itself. But the questions seem to be keys that open doors all around you into different ways that abundance comes, and it comes in many areas. Just the other day, I went to the post office, and I got a totally unexpected big-figure check. And I can't say all the details from it, but it was completely unexpected. The only thing I have been doing, of course, is like cheering for my abundance, being happy for the abundance I have, that sort of thing with the beliefs I have now. And at different stages of your money journey to money freedom, you will have different things associated. Sometimes you may have more working on more things with the pain and releasing it. Other times you will be working on more of the programming where you're actually putting in the good beliefs or feeling the good feelings. You know, we do that programming through feelings. And that these sorts of things will shift that money mindset in such amazing ways. It will be astonishing. And I'm excited because I can feel that the people on the call are already starting to shift a little bit in their money mindsets just by what they're thinking about right now. And that's really exciting to me because the more you bring in to create an abundant world. The more abundant the world is for everyone. You're helping everyone when you do that. It's a gift.
Well, you are a gift, and I tell you, I am just, I can't even believe that we're only with, we've got like just 5 minutes left, Terry. Can you believe that this went so fast?
I know, there's so much more.
I know, there's so much more, but let's, because you just, I mean, you said a lot right there with just, you know, the fear, the forgiveness. I mean, people, maybe it's a husband who took off, ex-husband or a wife that took off with money, or maybe it's a Madoff victim, maybe it's a business associate. I think that first step of forgiveness, I know for myself that's something that I feel is super important, because forgiveness is not really saying, you know, I condone the injustice or bad behavior. It's just really letting go of that anger and resentment so that you can be free to embrace, as you said, your purpose and how you're going to help other people and feeling worthy and learning those lessons. So I think that it's wonderful how you connect the spirit, the mind, and the body in your teaching. And I want to make sure that people know how to connect to get more help from you, because you have some great websites. So tell us how to get more of wonderful you, Terry.
Well, those people on the call today are probably most interested in how you can change your mindset and do it quickly, because the longer you delay, the less abundance you could have had and the more pain you may have had right now in your life. So first of all, I did a special thing for everybody on this call today at themoneymirror.com. There is, on the left-hand side, there's Wealth Mindset CDs, and those are normally $14.97 a month. Today, just one day, this call only, you can get that for $9.97 a month, not just this month, but forever. So that's like 33% off. But the best value I'm going to offer to everyone is if you get the entire Money Mirror system, it sells for $397, and it's worth it, because you'll change a lifetime of money beliefs into a strong and powerful wealth mindset. So that's a binder with three Money Mirror CDs, Scenic Imagination CDs, a workbook with amazing insights that you'll come up with. But I think the gem of the project is those abundance tones I told you about. Mm-hmm. You'll get 13 of those for Mastering Prosperity. And again, the website is going to save the normal price of $397. But if you click on it through, you know, PayPal Secure System, it will come up as an unbelievable $250 off for only $147.
Well, wow, that's great.
It is. And one day only for your listeners, Teb, if they start, you know, changing their mindset for that, I will offer a 30-minute consultation with me after you get the set and keep it for like a week or so, or maybe even a month, and have some questions or beliefs that you really want to figure out. You can call me and we will talk for 30 minutes to get you really going. So that's my deal for anybody who's really, really motivated to take it in your own hands to change your wealth mindset today. I want to help you.
Wow. And I have to say that that call with you is worth more than $250, because, you know, the great gift in people that are willing to share their gifts like you is, you know, we don't have to spend years and years and years trying to reinvent wheels. We can learn from you. We must learn from others, and that's a great gift. And I do appreciate you giving the listeners, because I love my listeners, something special for them to connect. And also signing up for your newsletters, which I love, and all the great things that you have, you know, on the other White Wing Entertainment sites and Spiritual Arena and Hero Energy. I mean, the Money Mirror, yes, we focused on that today. But there's just so many great things that you do to make us our best and abundant in every area. So, you know, I just love what you do. You're awesome, Terry.
Thank you, Deb. You are too. And so is everybody out there. Let's prove it. Let's go out and do something good.
That's right. We help each other. One person succeeding means all of us succeed, so we have to do that. Well, I know that you've enjoyed this show as much as I have, and you can replay it. You can download it on iTunes, share it with a friend so that maybe the friend that listens to the show can take advantage of this great opportunity that Terry's giving us for one day only. $9.97 for those CDs on a monthly basis is a great gift, and the $149 is just really amazing with the 30-minute free coaching call. So, you know, you walk your talk. You lived it. You did it. You had to go from the ground floor up, and the system works, and you've touched thousands and thousands of lives. And if all these people are saying how much you've helped them, we know that you can help us too. So I want to just thank you for being a blessing, and continued blessings to you, Terry. I hope you come back and visit us on some more of sharing some other wisdom that you have, because you have so much.
I would love to, Deb. Thank you.
All right. Well, we have to close for now. I know it's tough. I have a hard time saying goodbye because I do love the show and the guests. But we thank Terry. Connect with her. She's got a nice Facebook page and all her websites. And I want to thank you for being here, because you're the best person that I know. And there's only one of you. And there's only one of you for a reason. So don't try to be like somebody else. Try to be the best version of you that you were created to be, because only you can do that and share your one-of-a-kind shine. And as Terry said, if you don't go out there and shine your brilliant best, who will? And in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. So go out, have a blessed day, be a blessing, and God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Best People We Know radio show. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.